Good morning and happy Monday. I always love Mondays. Welcome to Grace Break Radio, where your host, Tracy Worley, that's me, brings a bit of God-infused grace, laughter, and a lot of fun and learning. Welcome again. Monday, fall is here, and so many of us are getting geared up to make fourth quarter the best it is, and also planning for first quarter 2015. And when I think about the year 2015, I'm amazed at where time goes. And just 20 years ago, 1995, where I was going, and the intention setting to my success, and to the success of the organization I was working for, the success for the people around me, my family. And at that time, I spent a lot of time with my brother and his kids and family. So 20 years down, gosh, his two girls are in their second year of college. In 2015, to me, is going to bring a whole nother level of awareness and success. I can't even see in this fourth quarter in 2014, and certainly planning on 2015 with that intention, within that potential. Today we're going to start the series on Potential Square. And I call it Potential Square because my mission statement is to gracefully inspire and empower others to achieve their infinite potential. So I take infinite potential and just square it off. And I say that we have infinite potential. And there's been debate. We even have a debate about it in my own home. Without God, there is no infinite potential. Okay? But I also believe that it's our responsibility as individuals to continually learn and grow and compound on our strengths. Okay? Until the last breath we take here, it's our responsibility to keep compounding on our strengths so we can give more of ourselves tomorrow than we can today. And so often, Western society deems us to work on our weaknesses. Where are we weak? Why should we should improve there? And, of course, I'm going to go back to the cool kid box, right? With the cool kid box is where we see people doing some really phenomenal things in their life and helping others. And we want to do what they're doing. But we're not gifted in that area. So when we set intention and we know where we are gifted and where our strengths are, this is where we should be. Some of you may remember the call with Scott Fay, and he talks about your sweet spot. Okay? When we are living within our gifts and our purpose, it's our sweet spot. It's our potential square. Many of you are raising children at home. Or if you're not, think about growing up in a home with your siblings or friends. Not one of us, even if we're in the same environment, excel at the same things or at the same rate. Because our potential and our gifts are different. So first of all, I'm going to challenge you. Where are you pulling your focus and your intention into somebody else's box? Who's the cool kid you're wanting to emulate? There's nothing wrong with that, so let me take that back. There's nothing wrong with that if that's a strength and where you want to excel. However, if it's pulling you out of focus and intention of where you need to be going and where you should be, take note. And once we're aware, you'll hear me talking about this often as well, once we're aware that we're not walking within our strengths and our purpose and our potential, it makes it so much easier to make those adjustments quickly. Okay. So potential, infinite potential, the definition is growing, learning, and adding value to self and others until we are no longer able to take another breath on this earth. growing, learning, and adding value to self and others. That's what it's all about. So in this two-part series, we are talking about Potential Square Manifesto. It's a book that I published last fall of 2013. And it's Find Your Infinite Potential by Living Your Gifts Every Day. And so often we stop at the end of the trail. So often we stop before we're even to the end of the trail and go to the next step. One thing I love doing in life is hiking mountain peaks. My husband and I do this often. August and September are our times where most of the snow is melted and we're able to get a little bit higher. Okay, we can see more than what others can see. And we can see the next peak. So think about clarity and goals. Once you accomplish a goal, you can now see the next one. And even as we're diligently working toward a goal, sometimes then we can make adjustments because something's no longer serving us. And it's okay. In Western society, and I'm going to pick on the ladies listening into Grace Break today. Ladies, it's in our DNA to take care of everyone and everything else before ourselves. But when you pull back, the clarity is clear. Your focus in where you need to go is there. And it's really okay if someone, something is no longer serving a purpose for you to delete it, adapt it, change it. If it's an individual, you know, choose to not spend as much time with them. If it's a spouse, they're go to counseling. And this is one of those things that we're here to support each other. And if certain activity, behavior, persons, things are no longer serving a purpose in your life, make an adjustment. Make an adjustment. So if we're not living within our potential as individuals, we're not able to serve others. And we had talked about values in the previous segments. When we are living in average, we have no value. We're not valued as individuals because we're not living up to our potential, and nor are we giving of our gifts when we're there. So, Potential Square Manifesto. There's four parts here. We're going to talk about the first two parts. Part one is Power of Potential. Part two, What is Potential? Part three, Where to Start? And part four, Potential Square, there's 10 steps to start moving toward your potential today. And the 10 steps are phenomenal. And it's one of those things, it's everything that you know, but they're just packaged right there in the awareness. It's like, oh, I can make that adjustment in my calendar right now today. I can make that adjustment not to no longer spend my energy there. So four parts, power of potential, what is potential, where to start, and Potential Square, 10 steps to start your Potential Square today. So part one, I'm going to ask you, who are you and why are you here? And this is not who are you and why are you here listening to Grace Break Radio. This is a deeper question. You're not going to answer it right this second. If you know that, that's awesome. Write it down. But I want to tell you who I am and why I'm here. And through the decades of learning from the best mentors and my mistakes, that's where we learn the most, is from our own fails, right? And I know my who and my why. And this is what I wish for you. As I sit here envisioning Potential Square, when I wrote the book and envisioned people reading, I just pray you have grace, hope, and courage to discover your potential, purpose, and heart's desire in and from life. And this also comes from our intuitive self and in our prayer walk and when we're in the Word. He answers those questions. We just have to be willing to be still and listen and be aware of what our internal, our intuitive self is saying. And intuition comes from wisdom, knowledge, experience. You know who you are. It's now time to become and step into your potential. And most people only use a fraction of their ability, and this is why I get so excited and jacked up. That's a new saying I've got, so now I'm going to say it. You know, get so jacked up about people reaching their potential because only a fraction of us get there. And I'm going to share a story. A few years ago, my world came crashing around me without my permission. And this is when we're living within our potential, that even when reality shifts around us without our permission, we are still able to walk forward. Not quickly. It might be one toe at a time. 3 steps forward and 5 steps back. But we're still able to go forward. And within this, the world came crashing down. I had hard choices. I could live or die, is what I call it. Am I going to live to my potential and walk the walk? Or as my friend and mentor, and Carrie Oberbrenner, and Carrie's been on Grace Break as well, teaches, be a victim or a victor? Are we going to be a victim of circumstances or be a victor out of it and be within our potential? And from my own personal life experiences, I found my potential square, and that, again, is my mission statement. It's my purpose statement. To gracefully inspire and empower others to achieve their infinite potential. One way to be alive and to be a victor is to be on the path of knowledge. And when we experience and we are continually learning, this is where our intuitive self just thrives. Our walk with God thrives. And when we ask Him directive questions, we're in a space where we can hear it. Okay? Knowledge is the... I'm going to go back here. Knowledge is only powerful when it's applied to be more than you are today. And what I mean by that, when we're growing and we're consistently learning, we have no other choice than to be more tomorrow than we are today. As leaders in our homes, in our communities, in our workplaces, and now you're aware, and when we're aware, we have responsibility to be more tomorrow than you are today. That's also lifting others up. And this is some interesting statistics, is when we talk about average, and when we're in average, we have no value. 1/3 of high school graduates will never read another book after graduation. 1/3. 42% of college graduates will never read another book after graduation. And 32% of the U.S. population has never been in a bookstore. And I know that those of you who are listening, you're on the edge and you're always learning. And so when I say, you know, 32% have never been in the bookstore, we also have Amazon and those other things. But when we think about 1/3 high school and 42% of our high school college graduates never read another book, this 32% is feasible to me. Where are we growing? Where are we modeling in our lives, whether it's our home, our community, our workplace, for people to learn? And to learn and to become more tomorrow than you are today is to experience people, places, things outside of your normal day. Okay. And unfortunately, most people are willing to settle for average. And I know that you're not. So I'm going to challenge you again. Who are you? And why are you here? Alan Cohen has a great quote, "To grow, you must be willing to let your present and future," so that's today, going into tomorrow, "to be totally unlike your past. Your history is not your destiny." Your history is not your destiny. So where you are today and where you're going tomorrow is completely different if you choose so. If you choose to step forward into your potential. Choose to step forward out of average. Where are you going? Who are you and why are you here? I'm going to read a few statements, and I want you to just answer yes or no, just quickly, whatever comes first to mind. I'm excited to get up every morning when the alarm goes off. I dream on a daily basis. I daily read an article or a book. I can easily say no to others' request of my time. My daily agenda is filled with people, places, and activities I enjoy. I can tell people my personal values without hesitation. My personal values. If you answered no to any of these, surprised, it's okay. Take heart and look up. Most of us are only living a fraction of our potential, and better yet, keep with me here for the rest of the segment, and you'll learn how to start living your infinite potential. And in other words, your potential square. And I want to go back to those questions. I'm excited to get up every morning when the alarm goes off. There are some days I still catch myself as like, oh, I don't want to face what I know I have to do today. And when I'm in that area, I think about, are the activities something I can choose to be a part of or not? And if it is, how did I get myself there? Okay, and make adjustments. If it's certain things I don't have a choice over, but it's for my health, let's say going to the dentist or the doctor's office, but be excited to get up every morning. If there is any doubt in your day and the alarm goes off and it's just you're not excited, it's time to recalibrate. I dream on a daily basis. Western society, once we've outgrown adolescence, we're not allowed to dream. Or if we do, people tag us as dreamers, or I always have my head in the clouds. Dreams is what gets us to the next level. Dreaming is what creates innovation and energy. So here's the next challenge. Dream every day. What are you journaling? Are you journaling just kind of what happened, or are you journaling about what you dream about? And if that dream is a lake house, start journaling about it. Start dreaming about what it looks like. Because where our energy goes, our intention flows. Whatever we're putting energy into, that's where our energy goes. Our focus, our clarity goes there. If we start dreaming about a lake house, there's going to be some opportunities that pop up that you didn't see before, because our mindset and our personal internal talk is, I'll never be able to afford it. What am I thinking? Who am I to even dream about that? Write it down. Start dreaming. When we think about adolescents and even kids in your life right now, they dream all the time. And most of the time it comes true. Or we keep hearing about their dreams. It's like we know they want a bicycle. What are they usually going to get for their birthday or Christmas? They're going to get a bicycle. Something's going to come into play. And even as they get older into adolescence and they dream of purchasing something, well, their dream is so strong, they get a paper route. They mow lawns. They do something to achieve the potential that they seek. It's okay to dream. Keep dreaming. Move forward to your potential. And we talk about the daily agenda, saying no to other people's requests. And often I'll ask a group, or if I'm coaching someone one-on-one, it's how good are you at saying no? And usually it's like, yeah, I'm really good at saying no. But here's what I'm going to ask you. When we're thinking and creating our potential, walking within our gifts, and you have things written on your daily agenda to achieve your goals, how often are you checking off every single thing in your calendar versus somebody's calling you, somebody needs you to do something to finish their project? Okay? It's setting those boundaries. And very rarely can anyone tell me that, oh, yeah, I'm not setting those boundaries, and I am helping other people accomplish their goals, their potential. Now you're aware. Set the objective of if somebody comes into your office or if this is a child at home, whatever it is it something they can do on their own? Can I send them to another resource? Because I need to complete what I've been tasked to complete. Where are those areas that you can add value to others, but also stay in your lane to achieve what you want to achieve, what you're tasked to achieve, and striving into your potential? And throughout history, we read stories of heroes who are not living out their given talents. And I love using the story of Samson as an analogy. His potential was foretold to his mother. And I'm going to quote out of Judges 13:5. "You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and his hair must never be cut, for he will be dedicated to God as a Nazarite from birth. He will rescue Israel from the Philistines." His gifts and potential were written before he was even conceived. And think about you. Your potential has been written. But we have to step into it. We have to have faith that the gifts we've been given are the reason that we're here. And just step forward. And the biggest fear is fail. And we've talked about fear before, and it's okay, because if we're not a little bit scared about something new, I'll be worried about you. But I also want to let you know, and I've heard this analogy, and I now teach it all the time, FEAR, the acronym, false evidence appearing real. That's what fear is, because most of the time when we are most fearful, it's because we don't know what's on the other side. We don't know what people are going to think of us. We don't know. It's just at this point, then we have to suspend the need to know, okay, suspend it. And when I'm hiring or I have team members or when I'm coaching people one-on-one, I want you to fail. And the reason I'm so okay with failing is because that's how we innovate to the next level. And so often in corporate America, and I say corporate America because that's my experience, so often we're not allowed to fail when we're innovating new products, innovating new customer service interfaces. We're not allowed to fail and recalibrate. So you have this $10 million project. You're not allowed to fail, and then they just scrub the whole project. However, it could be one small fail, recalibrate, readjust, relaunch, and you're going to have a $20 million product. I want you to think about that. Use a person and on a personal level of what that means. If I fail, I can recalibrate. And I like to also talk about the Thomas Edison principle. Okay, the law of Thomas Edison. How many light bulbs did he go through to create the one that worked, and now we have light, other than candle? 10,000. 10,000 light bulbs. So when I talk about failure and getting to the next level of where you want to be and into your potential, fall down. Fail. It's okay. Because if we're not failing, we're not learning. And I think about the Edison law. You know, in modern time, you know, if he'd come home and spouse would probably say, like, baby, it's not working. You know, candlelight's all right. But his attitude and his response was, I just learned one more way of not how to make it. That's what fail is all about. That's what getting and striving to your potential is all about. It's failing. And this is an area in life where I celebrate it. And I have a circle of friends where it's like, oh my gosh, can you help me celebrate today? And they're like, absolutely. And my knees are bloody and my face is beat up, you know, from failing so hard. But then I'm able to kind of mastermind and say, okay, this is what I'm not going to do. This is the best way to do it and move forward. And creating the content and creating the environment to potential through failure. It's a life-giving to fail. And I say that because when we fail, we succeed to the next level. You've now figured out a way of not to do it. And I'm going to leave you with Samson. We'll get into part two next week. But Samson led a blessed life. And yet through freedom of choice, he was often in torment by not living fully within his gifts. And by the end of his life, he became a slave to his enemy, where he was humiliated and often brought out into public forums to perform. He was blind by the end of his life. During this imprisonment, he had many hours to think about his life choices of distractions from his gifts. Again, the cool kid box. Who or what is it in your life right now that's distracting you from your potential? In his last breath, he did a courageous ask. He did a courageous act and asked God to once again fill him with strength. So go to Judges 17, 28 through 30 to read the rest of the story and how Samson was able to, even at that time in his life, so never too late to start living out your gifts and your potential. Read Samson. I will also have these materials on the website. So go to gracebreak.com, look for Potential Square, and we'll also have the link up on the Facebook page, and that may be the easier way to find it. Go to the Facebook page, and we'll have the Potential Square resources available for you. Again, thank you so much for joining us today. Even if you are listening to the recording, may God bless you, and think about your gifts and your strengths. Look up and out, my friends. This is Tracy Worley.